Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. The Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good.
Ashley Schiavone. She don't take no baloney.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hannah. God, I love that banana. Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon Out of a Cannon Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews Sisters.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
We love you guys.
Welcome to Watch What Crappens.
Watch What Crappens.
Podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on Ye Olde Broads. We're loving Cincinnati. Wow,
oh
what a
God,
plate.
Totally, totally. This is great. This is so fun doing a little sort of afternoon show.
Yeah, so the people who...
Happy hour.
The people who are listening just at home, losers, but you guys, this theater we're in is cool. It's called the Ludlow Garage, and it's like a V, I guess.
Yeah.
For Vanderpumpers.
Oh, shit.
But it's... We've even got Jiggy Vanderpump here, so
I
thank
know.
You, Betsy, for that. So it's a really weird angle for you guys. Not my best look.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. You're getting my worst side, and you're going to get a lot of butt crack. I already feel the wind on my butt crack.
A lot of butt crack. Oh, God. I got to open up, hit my password to get into my own laptop.
Oh, God. Get a fingerprint, for Christ's sake.
You guys.
So, we're backstage watching Tiny House. They have
a
big
God.
TV playing Bravo in the green room, which is so nice of this place. They had it all set up for us. Fuck that show. Have you guys watched Tiny House? What is this? Nobody's fighting about anything? What is this? Bravo. This is Bravo.
No show gets me angrier than watching Tiny House shows. I can't stand them. They make me stressed out and angry at people. It's really like the worst thing that we've ever come up with as humans. Like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Being poor sucks. I don't know what you guys are trying to pull here, but...
No, because it's people who willingly want to go into a small house, which is fine, but then complain. The episode we just watched, a woman goes, well, it's not the grand staircase I was hoping for. I'm like, bitch, you're in a house the size of this table.
That's not the husband you were hoping for, Ed. Like, nothing is going, you know? Like, nothing is going the way you want it to right now. Let's stop trying to be happy, okay?
Yeah.
Fight with your fat neighbor. Like, get into it, like...
There's a little girl. They made her a bedroom, like, up top.
The poor children.
There was, like, a little sewing machine, and she's like, oh, my God. I'm like, you can't stand up. You can't
stand
up in your bedroom.
There's no chair for the sewing machine. There's nowhere to put her fabric, you know?
Sorry.
It's like, I appreciate you trying to be positive. But sometimes being positive isn't the best option, you know? Sometimes it's good to walk into your tiny home and be like, my parents suck.
Yeah.
My dad and mom have no, like, goals in life.
Yeah.
You know, get a job. How about a show called Get a Job?
Yeah.
How about that?
The people, they have their friends come over for, like, a dinner party, a.k.a. putting out pizza. So then we have to watch a time lapse of these people put together the dinner table because it's all folded up and, like, put in different parts. So you see them all. I'm like, if I'm going over to your house, you better have that table set up for me. Excuse me.
And then there was this guy, they put a toilet in the house, and they're like, oh, and it's your fancy new toilet.
Yeah.
It's called an incinerator toilet. That means burn. You're going to burn your poop? What is that? And they're like, it's from Europe.
Yeah.
I was like, listen, there's a lot of great art in Europe, people in Europe, music in Europe. I've never heard about great toilets in Europe, ever.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah, no, Japanese toilets is what you want. Like, I want to smell dad's shit burning in my tiny house.
Yeah. It's like your air conditioner from Europe. It's like the wind.
Yeah, enjoy being in your little, like, elevated crawl space.
Disgusting
anyway.
Is the point. But it was Bravo related, so there you go.
This is what happens when we watch Bravo directly before we come on stage. We are riled up.
It's our warm-up fury.
You guys, I don't know about you, but I went straight for the rosé for today. Who else went straight for the rosé?
Straight for the rosé!
single Lindsay.
This is our first live summer house recap ever.
Yeah.
It's like the opposite of tiny house.
That is true. Thematically appropriate.
These are the people that deserve to be poor, but somehow they're renting a mansion every year. So every episode on Summer House, they have somebody else narrate the opening with their Friends font. I forgot about the Friends font on this show, too. It's like, it's wacky, like Friends. I'm like, The Friends did not all fuck randos, like, right off the street. I guess they kind of did, but they made it cuter than this show.
Yeah.
This time
dance around in a fountain, which I was always morally opposed to. I'm like, that's a public space. I don't know. Yeah. I didn't like
it. They're like peeing in the fountain, just barfing in the fountain, the Summer House version of Friends.
Gents, when it hasn't been your day, your week, your month, or even your year, gents, just having it your quota, gents.
I'll be there for life. Be there for life,
more
gents.
More life, gents.
Kyle, life. Live life, gents.
I'll be there for Kyle.
Oh, Kyle, I'll be there for you one more time, Kyle. I'll let you screw me over again.
I love Amanda's, like, 900th last chance. So this episode should be called Amanda's 900th last chance. So this one is narrated by Paige. Now, Paige is confusing. She's a new character on the show, and she talks like Sheena. She's in the Sheena range, but she's way too smart to be Sheena. And I don't know what to do with Paige.
I don't know. Because everything that Paige says makes me laugh, but I also don't know what to do with her. She's just like, she just sort of talks like this. I feel like, I guess I think the reason why I like her is that she reminds me of Leighton Meester, kind of. And I don't know if anyone here was a gospel
fan. That's who paid for Billy Lee's surgery. So thanks, Leighton.
See,
good
it all
job.
Comes around.
That's
See?
A good friend to have, Leighton Meester. Yeah. I want some surgery. You're lazy. You're a lazy friend, Ben.
Yeah. Paige actually tweeted us today, which is, I'm not really trying to brag, because who brags about that? But she goes...
No offense, Paige.
But... Yeah, no offense. But she tweeted us, and she said, maybe my mom, Francesca, will be there. And she put Francesca in quotes. And I was like, oh, cool. I was like, I don't get it.
I don't either. Is that really her mom? Is Francesca here?
Is Francesca here? No.
Shut up, Paige. Thanks for wasting 2 minutes of our show, Paige. Like, I'm furious at Paige now. Fuck her. Okay, so it's Paige. So I'm trying to fit. It's a night of new voices because we also have Barbara on Real Housewives of New York, which is another
Barbara
crazy voice. We'll get to that later.
We'll get
but
to
for
that
now,
tonight.
Paige, it's like, how do you do Sheena, but a smart version of Sheena, right? Because she's like, well, my friend Amanda asked me to join. See, it's Sheena. Like, but I swear to you, I was doing it along with Paige. I practiced this monologue like for an hour, and it sounded like Paige, too. I'm so confused. My friend Amanda asked me to join the Summer House. I jumped at the chance. Like, I can't. I don't like bringing Sheena here. Because the only time Sheena was on Summer House, she was like, I don't eat things with claws.
Yeah. I feel like we always forget that there was a Sheena Summer House crossover.
That's how this started.
Yeah.
Remember when Kyle was in the hot tub when Stassi was wearing her turtleneck bathing suit?
Her Steve Jobs bathing suit. One of the most amazing things. I will always love Kyle just for that comment. Because whoever came, you know, coming up with a comment like that, that's like such next level shit, you know?
Well, just because it's a new cast and this monologue, just for the people who were dragged here, it explains everything going on, okay?
Yeah.
When my friend Amanda asked me to join the Summer House, I jumped at the chance. I thought I was joining a group of friends that liked to have a good time. Wrong. I was very wrong. Wrong.
If it was Sheena.
Names. Apparently, Lindsay and Danielle are at war with Kyle and Amanda, and he wrote like this 17-page email. And apparently, they have baggage, except for Carl. He's like Switzerland. And I love my roomies. We work together. We play together. If only we can stop fighting at dinner. Dinner's a good time for everyone else in the world, but these people.
Which, that's Paige's storyline now.
Paige
she
like
just wants a nice dinner.
One dinner. You know? Well, yeah.
Summer House doesn't need much, you know, for a storyline. It's like, that girl, all right, just keep having her say dinner over and over again. That's enough for Summer House.
Yeah. So now we're coming back, and last week left off because they had a crazy dinner where they got drunk, and like new version two of Danielle was like, I'm crazy Danielle, I'm going to start fights. And like no one really knew what she was talking about, and Carl had to be like, Danielle, you're being that girl, Danielle. And she's like, what girl am I being? He's like, Danielle. I'm like, okay, that's fine. We're done with that episode.
I'll tell you what kind of girl I am. I'm a fisherman. Fisherman fishing for dick. Dick.
Gotta catch that dick.
Danielle wants dick, yeah.
Oh, I'm new.
I've never seen such a try-hard hooker, you know?
Yeah. So they all come
home. It's like your first day on the block. Dick, what a dick. Calm down. Calm down.
So they all come in. They all come home from dinner, and they're all like, they're all mad. They're all, and each one walks in a different room, and they're like, that sucked. That's fucking crazy. Jesus Christ. I just can't. You want to put on some music? Let's put on some music. Let's late night, my neighbor. Let's late night.
Lindsay and Danielle. They're like, we're the cool girls. Let's put on music. And they just dance in their bra. They're like, dick.
They're like, dick. We're fun.
This whole house, this was a try-hard episode. And then they showed Carl. They stopped the music in the middle. And you think Carl's going to, like, I don't know, jerk off. Because there's, like, little cameras in all the rooms, you know.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. Well, you're hoping something good's going to happen. And then it's just Carl going, ooh, 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 with water.
Yeah.
He's just chugging water
slurping
before bed.
Water.
I was like, woo, this gotta get that quote off.
Yeah. So then it's the next morning, and Hannah, who's one of the new girls, who I like Hannah, but she was the one who called herself Ratchet last week. She's like, I'm so ratchet. I spent my childhood going to, like, Shelter Island. I'm so ratchet. Have you ever been to the Hamptons? Ratchet. I mean...
R-A-T-C-H-E-T, Ratchet. I'm like, okay, spelling bee, Ratchet. She's like a schoolgirl, like a perfect child.
Like, I was nationally ranked with tennis. I mean, does it get more ratchet than that? Am I right, everyone?
That's coming up a lot this week on Bravo. I'm nationally ranked at tennis. Both these shows today are in the Hamptons.
Hamptons, both with tennis.
Yeah, we have Tinsley later, like, I'm nationally ranked!
Oh, it's like Yvonne Lendl's going to come out. So it's a big Yvonne Lendl fan base over here to my right. They're like, yes.
These crazy girls
he
are
has
sitting
no
in the
vowel between D and L.
You guys are like tiny house Christmas trees over there.
They put their legs up. They're settling in. They're like, give us some Boris Becker content. So Hannah's like, if I had known that there'd be so much tension and fighting right off the back, I would have just gotten a house across the street with Jordan and Paige. I'm so ratchet.
Ratchet.
Oh, my God.
I totally have a budget for my own summer house. So I could do a ratchet. I'm like, I don't think you know what ratchet means. And also, if you have your own budget to get the house across the street, why the fuck wouldn't you? Why would people live on purpose with that many people? You don't do that shit on purpose, especially these people. You've seen the show.
Well, I think even Hannah would be mortified to be like, yeah, I have a summer rental with someone named Jordan and someone named Paige. Like, you're like, oh, that's just like, that's more basic than I can handle, you know?
Now, this Hannah is another confusing voice because she's like Kristen. She's like, ugh, like she has that deep voice. Yeah. I know you guys, I know.
Someone goes,
she doesn't have a jerky head, though. Yeah.
No, someone's don't like, do no, that to her. No, no.
Nationally ranked.
It's not nice.
Okay, so then Jordan's room. Oh, my God.
Jordan.
So we cut from everybody waking up, waking up all hungover or whatever, to Jordan, who's watching church on his laptop in bed.
Oh, my God. Really?
Like, I'm not against your religion, okay? But you were just trying to fuck, like, five people without a condom 10 minutes ago. You know what I mean? I mean, I know God was friends with Jesus was friends with a hooker and everything, but you're taking it far. He's like, I was watching church on... he's like, how many... Oh, no. I'm sorry. I was reading it in Jordan, but it's the preacher. He's like, how many times in your walk with God... did you feel like God doesn't love you anymore? The minute I was cast on Summer House, I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
God is no longer paying attention.
Yeah.
He loved you more than he did yesterday. Your abs are tighter today than they were yesterday. I went to this kind of church, too. You know, this is how I grew up. So I get it. I just don't understand the whole, like, wanting to watch that.
yeah,
the next morning on your iMac or your MacBook or whatever.
Exactly. So they start planning this. It's going to be a big beach day. You know, they're going to come together and have fun. And Kyle's excited. And he's talking about Lindsay because he and Lindsay have known each other for a while. And he's like, Lindsay and I, we butt heads. But this time around, she did some fucked up shit. She unfollowed us on Instagram.
That's I don't a direct know if there's quote. A way forward after that.
So then Lindsay, so here's one of the reasons why I can't stand Lindsay. She shows up wearing two different forms of vertical stripes, okay? She has...
I love when you draw a line.
She drew a line and they were all going down. She first had a bathing suit that was vertical stripes, and then she had a cover-up over it that was vertical striped. I'm like, you know what? Fuck you. Don't do that. It's not right. It's not right. And then she was holding a coffee mug that was horizontally striped. I was like... It was really rude.
Yeah, Lindsay's like, hi-ya. Like, that's how she says hi.
Hi-ya.
Hi.
We're going to the beach. I think the beach makes everything better. I think we're going to have a bigger conversation with them. We need, like, a bigger conversation.
Yeah, I think the beach just makes everything better.
Kyle and I am always a little love for one another, at least on my side. You got to take responsibility for your crazy email.
She's sort of like the basic version to Even Flow. You know, like,
yeah, she's like a car. Like, people drive, I think, in Cincinnati. I'm only judging this based on my hotel room, but this is what I hear a lot. Like, we're downtown. Who is driving like that? You have to stop every 5 seconds. Who is driving like that?
I know.
And then I keep hearing, you shut the fuck up. I'm in the driveway. You better shut up. Open the fucking door. I'm like, what is going on out there? We come out and everyone's like, hey, how you doing?
I know.
That's great. Like, what, did you just hide all this shit under the bed the second we came outside today? This place is fucking crazy.
I know. It is a crazy town so far.
So then we go to Hannah. Wait. Then we go to Hannah and Paige, who are getting ready in their room. And Hannah's like, oh my God. Look at my dick. Like that. And Paige's like, oh my God, you had a spray tan emergency. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? And Hannah's like, whatever, no one will notice. And Paige is like, literally everyone's going to notice. She's like, ugh. And then when we see her bikini later, it's like maybe this big, like 2 fingers big. Okay. And it's like going all the way up here. It's just like brown all over there.
I'm
going
to post that on my millennial multimedia company's webpage.
Yeah, I make viral videos.
Yeah. That is some real creator content right there. So now it's like time to like go to the beach. So we get our first Trixie Monocle song of the episode, which is Summer House is where Trixie really comes alive. This is where she really road tests her new material, you know?
This
she,
is where they're just like, Trixie, you're going to have the artistic freedom to do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
You want to do more than one line? You're welcome. She's that's it.
All right. I got some good stuff I've been working on. I've been workshopping some new sounds I learned when I went to Denmark. Okay? Here we go. We're so happy that summer's here. Dance all day and not with no care. Okay, wrap that one, Paul. Put that one out there. Very good.
Put repeat marks at the end and just keep it going.
We're so happy
minutes.
Summer's
right,
here. I rhymed here with care. Okay, good.
But I don't think she got the footage while she was writing the song, because it's like, summer is here. And it's like a dark day at the beach, and no one's talking to each other.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys have ever been on the beach in the Hamptons, but it's stones. It's little tiny, it's like gravel that you're walking on. Yeah. And it's just like the saddest day ever. And Carl is like, gents, every day at the beach is a good day. Read that on a t-shirt somewhere.
Yeah. Sundays are for the gents, yeah. So,
and then Jordan, who's just gotten home from church in bed, is Jordan's like, nice melons.
Talking about your tits, get it?
Anyone have Sunday scaries, gents? And Danielle's like, full force. I'm like, God, even when you say full force, it's trying too hard. Just calm down. She's like, full force. I have a presentation.
Like, what happened to Party Danielle, you know?
Yeah.
Now all we're going to hear is about her presentation. And Carl's like, yeah, I have a sales quarter. Like, I'm at 24,000. I'm supposed to sell 60.
Yeah. Okay. I have to sell, like, $60,000 in the next 4 days. But it's no problem. No problem at all, you know?
Tried to call Dennis. It's like everybody on Bravo is just calling Dennis too late. You guys, there's so many parallels between today and New York. I'm telling you. Because New York, Luann's like, oh, I needed $6 million. So, of course, I called Dennis. God rest his soul.
God rest his soul.
God, how unfeeling can you be? I mean, me, but.
So, Lindsay's like, I want to have some tough discussions. We have to finally decide. Are my boobs going to go to the left or to the right?
Yeah.
What's it going to be? It's got to be.
Yeah, we're going to have some tough discussions, but hopefully not too tough.
And then she picks a piece of melon and prosciutto up, and she's like.
And Carl's like, wait, gents, I got a good one for this. The forecast today at the beach, cloudy with a chance of argument. Got it. Nailed it. Nailed it. Nailed it, gents. Nailed it.
I don't know. You're sitting next to a couple of meatballs. Lindsay's just, you're sitting next to a couple of meatballs eating a prosciutto and melon, okay?
So things get really
tense. That would make sense, actually, with Lindsay's new look. Cloudy with the chance of, damn, are those meatballs, Lindsay? Jeez, what the hell?
Cloudy with a chance of vertical stripes. So, so Danielle, so things get really tense. I don't know if you guys picked up on this moment, because Danielle's, they're eating food awkwardly, and Danielle's like, woo, hey, did you cook this chicken this morning? And Amanda's like, I cooked it for dinner on Friday. Remember when you decided to go to Julon instead of my barbecue? I love that. That's exactly how I would do it, too. I'm totally passive-aggressive like that. Yeah, I made this for you on Friday, actually.
Chicken tastes better after it's totally excluded and unfollowed on Instagram.
Yeah.
So, turns
Maybe
out.
If you followed me on Instagram, you'd know when I'd made it.
So Carol's like, oh, I think we need to address some very simple things so we can move on. I sent that email venting, okay? We still don't understand what we did to get you guys, like hammering us like that. And Lindsay's like, you could have just called me and said, who does that? Why would I call you after you just cut my girlfriend's face out of an Instagram post?
Yeah.
I mean,
why would
And I hate that I'm thinking like that. I'm like, what would
no,
I feel?
No, but I agree. I think Lindsay's totally wrong in this situation.
If we took
I'm
a
sorry.
Picture with someone here today and they cropped me out and left Ben in there, you're dead to me forever, okay? I can bitch about these people being shallow, but fuck you, okay?
Yeah, and like, Kyle cheated on Amanda, so you're going to unfollow Amanda? Like, how does that work? Unfollow Kyle. Kyle. So, so they're talking about this. And meanwhile, then they... Really randomly, they cut to Hannah. They're playing some stupid game with like a paddle and a ball. They're like just playing this game. And then Hannah picks up a horseshoe crab and starts playing with a horseshoe crab.
She did.
Yeah. And then she puts it down. She's like, it's dead. That's not nice. I was like, what? You just picked up a dead horseshoe crab on camera to
play
a ball?
Well, that's better. I thought she was playing with a live one from your first story. I was like, now you're dead to me. Like, everyone on this show is going to be dead to me by the time we
finish this. That horseshoe crab is going to be the next cast member.
So Danielle's like, I don't want to approach this conversation like finger pointing and blame game, which makes no sense. But then Lindsay's like, that's what that email was, finger pointing and blame game. And then Carl's like, oh, feel like I should be here for moral support, but... Wish I was over by them. And they're playing with a dead crab. Like, that's how bad this is.
Yeah, you'd rather play with, like, a dead living fossil. I looked it up. Actually, horseshoe crabs are actually called living fossils.
When do we get to talk about Jordan's winning hinge again? Because they cut to Jordan. They show that scene again where Jordan's like, I was named the most eligible bachelor on
that's
Hinge.
Later.
And they... They showed a clip of his page, his Hinge page, and it's him. I mean, doing the typical, like, skinny guy. I don't know what it's this stance where he's like, his legs up like this. He's like,
yeah.
Like he moves his hip up. It's a really weird pose. And also, it's his crazy eyes are looking away and kind of closed. Because you know how people trick you with their pictures and you show up and they're Jordan with crazy eyes? Like. Like, just too wide?
Yeah, it's weird.
Okay, so it
Holly
says...
Holly Hunter face.
Holly Hunter face, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, Holly Hunter face, Only yeah. for the piano, where she had to see
right.
Harvey's wiener.
Harvey Keitel's wiener.
Harvey Keitel's wiener.
And
yeah.
Anna Paquin had to watch her mother get her finger chopped off.
Everyone who saw that movie left like that. Like
the horseshoe crab was like that.
The horseshoe crab. That's how the horseshoe crab died. He was like,
it's like, I just saw the piano. All my horseshoe crab friends were like, you gotta see the piano. So I finally rented it and I just died. There's like a whole like horseshoe crab film society, you know? They have special speakers that come by, discuss. Jane Campion was at that screening, I heard.
Jane Campion.
She's dying over here. Whole Jane Campion references. She's like, Yvonne Lendl,
whole
Jane Campion.
Horseshoe crab, the film.
So,
hold on. I have to read his thing. So is Hinge, which is so funny to me, because it's like that's always like the squeaky thing in your house. Like everyone hates a door. No one likes a hinge, okay?
No.
Okay, so it says, I'm looking for someone that can get dressed up and handle herself at a social event, but is comfortable in PJs and no makeup eating ice cream on the couch with me.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Shut up. You wouldn't date a girl that ate ice cream.
Shut up. That's like that. Ugh. Ugh, I can't even. No words. No words. I'm, like, disgusted. Really. So they're still fighting, by the way, on the beach. And then out of nowhere, Lindsay's like, can we just, like, put our swords down for a minute? Which is, like, such, like, PR marketing talk, yeah. You know? It's like,
can we put our Pizza Beach swords down for a minute?
Yeah, can we put our Froze down for a minute? We're friends. So, and then they just all hug and everything's fine.
Yeah, and Kyle's like, yeah, we are friends. And they hug yeah. and it's all over.
And that was it. Their entire fight was just like squashed in that moment.
But the girl's behind them abusing a dead thing.
Yeah.
Hannah's like, you just said you cropped me out of photos. And Paige is like, you cropped me. Ah. They all think they're so above it. I give them 2 weeks before they're like, oh my God, who ate my grilled cheese? That is all I'm going to eat was that grilled cheese that was in there. Somebody ate it. How dare you? Somebody ate it. I don't need to be doing it.
I feel like we were really robbed of seeing Paige's reaction to that horseshoe crab because, you know, she did not like that thing.
She doesn't like anything. And I love that they got such an uptight Lilith to be in this
yeah.
house.
Yeah.
Because every little thing, she's like, that's not how we do it at mom's house.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So now everyone heads back to New York City. So we get another Trixie Monocle song. She's like, tonight is my night to let go, to feel on top of the world.
Tonight is my night to let go, to feel back on top of the world. They're driving back to work. Okay, yeah. That's what
they're taking the long LIE. I mean.
Yeah. You know Trixie's at home like, God damn it, that was not the scene this was written for. They're going to work.
So we're back in New York City.
I'm out of cocaine. It's back to brain drain. Where's that one, Paul?
That had a nice ring to it. I like that
you
one.
You like that?
It had some soul trim.
Been on the road a while, man. Yeah. Been on the road a while. You might have heard the song when I was on the road. It's called On the Road Again, Ben.
So we're back in New York City, and we're at Kyle's apartment. Amanda's like, you know, I do like Amanda, but man, she can really be like a wet rag, you know? She's like,
hello.
Knock, knock.
Kyle, hi, knock, knock.
Knock, Kyle.
I'm narrating my own knocking. Knock, knock. Knock, knock.
She's also one of those people who opens the door with her own key and knocks and says knock knock, you know. Just imagine the shit she's caught Kyle doing alone in that apartment, you know.
Yeah. So she comes in, he's like, hey Amanda, how's it going? She says, I'm pooped.
I'm pooped. I'm pooped. And he goes, you gotta poop? It means I'm tired, Kyle.
He's like, so we're going to talk about apartments today or what? She's like,
isn't it crazy that last time this year was the first time we talked about moving in together and your feelings like completely changed. Like now you're so serious about it and it's surreal.
Great story, Amanda.
That's surreal.
That's surreal.
That's surreal.
So Kyle is like, yeah, the reason why I want to move in with Amanda is because I want to marry her. Anyway, hey, remember when I cheated on you?
Yeah, because we don't know if this is a secret. Like, Kyle's one of those, he's like the Jax, I guess, of the show. Of course, I really like Kyle. I do not really like Jax. I really like Kyle, though. I think he's nice. But, yeah, he's the guy who uses the blackout excuse to just fuck half the city. Yeah. He's like, but I was blacked out. So, yeah. So I don't know the scandal they're talking about this year where Lindsay's like, well, he cheated, and now he's on Instagram, and he didn't cheat him. It sounds like yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Like, this must have just happened, but it's over a year ago, which means this was, like, before they were shooting the last season,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and on top of that, the way they presented it in the first episode, they made it seem like it was this big secret that Lindsay was going to have to, like, shoulder, and when are they going to talk about it? But, like, Amanda already knows about it. So they're just talking about it, and Kyle's like, Amanda, basically, I was blacked out, I was drunk, I don't remember her name. She may have been a horseshoe crab. I don't even know.
I don't remember her name or what she looks like. That's worse, you know? Like, if you cheat on me, it better be with someone way hotter and with a cuter name and better numerology. Like, I want a good reason. Not that you were blacked out. I want you to do it on purpose.
Yeah.
I want you to, like, use a hall pass or something. Be like, I cheated on you, but this guy was fucking amazing. He was hot.
Yeah.
He was gorgeous. He was rich. I'd be like, do it again and bring me dinner.
Yeah.
Like, don't just say you fuck some rando. You know, then you have to wait 6 months to sit in the STD clinic or whatever.
Right. It's very
spitting on paper or whatever, just like waving it in the wind to see what you got this week. No, I want a hot, fuck a hot, clean, rich person.
Hot,
okay.
And clean. Clean is really important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck somebody in their office because you know that they're just working all the time and they don't even have time to go get an STD, okay?
No.
Fuck someone literally on Wall Street.
Yeah.
Okay, and then get back to me.
Yeah, like a good, like, Ponzi scheme person.
Yes.
Who's like, I'm
you
busy.
You fuck Ponzi?
Yeah.
A Ponzi scheme person. Yeah. Oh, okay, that's great. Congratulations.
Like they're screwing old people, but at the same time, they're screwing you. Yeah.
Hot.
Yeah. It's hot.
That man won't buy a tiny house. That man will buy you a real house.
I mean, tiny houses are the Lindsays of real estate, okay? feel really good that I got that off my chest. Amanda. So
it's so hard to trust when you go out and you do stuff like that.
And he's like, but it's just because I drink too much. Like,
okay, but how am I going to know you're not going to drink too much again, Cole? How do I know?
Like, am I just like making guacamole for no reason? Like, this guacamole has to go towards a future. Kyle.
It's so hard to trust you. Like, what if you have that extra drink? And he's like,
but there's no reason that I should be drinking like that, right? Because, like, I'm 35, so, like, I should know how to moderate my drinking now. It's like, okay, great, let's get married. Yeah. It's so different from being 34.
Yeah. It's funny, we were just at South by Southwest this week, and the entire time I was there, I felt like it was a festival full of Kyles. Like, everyone there... It was just like all Kyle, just all Kyles everywhere. Didn't you feel that way? And it's like all. Then of course, we had.
I felt like it was smelly. You know, South by Southwest. Everyone's outside in Austin all day. It's very hot.
Yeah.
I just imagined a bunch of Kyles, but with sweaty butt cracks. Like, I'm not into that.
Yeah.
That got a huge no for me. That whole place. Next time indoors with air conditioning, okay, Kyle?
Yeah, Kyle. Yeah, Kyle's in charge of it now. So now we get to learn a little bit more about our newbies, okay? So unless was there anything else you had to say about Kyle and
Amanda? I forgot about this part.
This is like
funny.
My favorite
part. I'm just reading it.
So we see Paige, she's doing like a fashion shoot. She's like, Hannah, Jordan, and I all work for the same millennial media company.
What does that mean? Is it called millennial? Or
do you want us to turn
people?
Off the television? I mean, like...
Yeah. So, because you know in private, they're like, millennial sosh.
Sosh. So we all do very different things. Like, I do this crazy thing. I like...
Quiet back there.
Quiet.
Don't make me come kick
Listen,
your ass.
Listen, you millennial
I'll do it.
Media
Don't make
company,
me get up, millennial
people.
Media.
Yeah, millennials.
Listen here, millennial sosh.
Millennials.
I love you. Shut up. Hey, so Paige is like, yeah, millennial sosh, but like we do very different things. Like I write fashion articles and I'll do looks for less. Like I take really expensive looks and then I do an inexpensive taste on it. I'm like, so Ross Dress for Less.
Yeah.
Why don't you just say that?
Marshalls. You're an ambassador for Marshalls.
Yes. If you want to earn my respect, just say Ross Dress for Less, okay? Yeah.
So now Jordan, oh my God, I think I hate Jordan. He goes... I think this is the moment when I really turned. He goes, our company connects brands with people looking for their content. I was like, ugh.
And he's one of those douchebags on Starbucks pretending he's on the phone. But you know, if that phone rang, you would hear it. Like, he's totally lying.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, but like, if we can give him, give him 20 million impressions, then we can lock him in like the 150K level.
Is there like a CPM on that impression? Is there a CPM that we can do, like a click through that we can do? What we're really trying to do is open the kimono on this topic. No.
And then he explains it. He's like, yeah, I used to do garage sales for my sister, and then I would sell her stuff back to her. I'm like, so you're a fucking monster, basically.
You're an asshole.
You're a horrible human being.
Like,
you went to your sister's room, you stole all her shit, and made her pay to get it back. That's not smart. That's like robbery.
We all know he's one of the people that bought a cabana at Firefest, right? He got a cabana. He's like, Lil Yachty and Blink-182? I'm in.
He's like, how many impressions is that going to get? Bet I can beat it.
Oh, my God. I totally applied for something at Fuck Jerry.
So then we cut to, so then we cut to Hannah. He would give a blowjob for a bottle of water. But honestly,
yeah,
who wouldn't? I mean, that's a good reason. Okay, so Hannah's like, I only wanted to be a tennis player. But then, like, when that ended, like, I was miserable again. But then I found joy making viral videos.
Yeah. Like, here's one of me putting some cake in someone's face. Viral.
It's not herpes on my lip. It's cake. Viral. Viral.
Meanwhile, all three of them work for a media company that could crush us. I don't care. So then we go. We see Carl.
Try. Try to crush me.
Yeah.
Try. Please. Come at me, Soch. Come at me, Millennial Soch. No, don't. Oh, my God. Millennial Soch is like my nightmare coming after me.
Millie Soch.
How
Millie
could Soch. You say that? It's like my worst nightmare. Be quiet, Millennial Soch. We love you. We respect you.
We totally do. So now we go to... they work for Betches.com, by the way.
Notice my strawless drinking, everybody. How do you feel about
it? Wow. We are so progressive. We could be a millennial content creator.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to drink out of a dead crab. It's already lived its
best life. Let's do a viral video about horseshoe crabs. So now Carl and Kyle are at the gym. Carl and Carl. Carl and Kyle. Carl. 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 Carl.
Carl. Carl. Carl. Carl. Carl. Carl. Carl. Carl. Carl. Carl. Carl. Carl. Carl. Carl. Carl. Carl.
So I don't even remember what the... I just wrote down a note, which I don't even remember what the context was, but I can imagine what the context was. I just have, wanna show me how to do this, bro? That's hard.
If I don't hit my quota, my job's on the line, bro. Curls for girls.
Curls for girls.
Curls for girls. Curls for girls.
More life. More life.
Gross. Okay, so then...
Paige
and Amanda are meeting. We get a Trixie song. It's like, dun, 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 dun. We're coming out, we're coming out. We're coming out, we're coming out, we're coming out.
A sexy.
I love that she's such a literalist. Like, yeah, if someone's walking, so walking across the street, across the street. Who's walking across the street? I am.
Avocado, avocado, avocado toast, please.
I'll make a toast. I'll make a toast to avocado toast.
So Amanda's like, hi, I'm supposed to hang out with Kyle, but like, I was like, no, I'm going to go party with Paige. And Amanda, Paige is like, what were you supposed to do with Kyle? She goes, probably sit at his place and watch him work.
Which is so true. That's all they do.
Paige is like, oh my God, I never want to be in a couple. They're so boring. They're the worst people in the world.
Just kidding. I hope one day I'm as boring as them and I have somebody, because right now my mother's making me YouTube videos of how to make mozzarella sticks, and it's really embarrassing. So
meanwhile, Kyle at the gym is asking Carl, like, hey, what do you think about Paige? Yeah, she's sort of hot, right? You into her, etc. And we see a flashback of Carl and Paige going, like, driving in the Hamptons and talking about going to McDonald's, and Paige is like, I want to have McDonald's at my wedding. And he's like, oh, well, sounds like we're going to get married. Curls for girls, more life.
More life.
Put your weight on me. Yeah. Put your McDonald's weight on me. Grimace. Yeah.
So then back with Amanda and Paige, Amanda's like, Jordan was telling someone, like, you guys were, like, talking. And Paige's like, no. But what about Carl? Carl wears short shorts.
I can't. I can't.
How did they get Paige to be on this show?
I know.
I feel like they just clubbed Paige over the head, put her in a trunk, and she just woke up here. Like, she don't know where she is, who she is.
No, they told her that she was going to go to a screening of, like, something on FX, you know?
She's way too intelligent to be on this show at FX.
So now it's July 4th weekend, and everyone's going to start driving out to the Hamptons. So it's like, oh, my God, they're coming out.
Join me in the dark side. Join me in the dark side.
It's like, why would you sing that on the widest show ever? You know? Like, so Lindsay and Jordan and Hannah are in the car together. And Jordan's like, because there's a little display in the middle. You know, those car play things. How many marriages have those broken up? Where your texts just suddenly appear on the screen. That is terrifying. Do you guys have that in your car, the car play? Oh, my God. I had one in a rental one time. It was mortifying. Because your shit, once you sync it to your phone, it just shows your whole phone's right there for whoever's in your car. And my sister's nosy bitch.
Those are not made for gay people, okay? Any gay person knows that you never have a preview up of any text you ever get, okay? It's like, oh, my God, you got a text from a hot dog. So Lindsay, her texts were just like all up there. And she apparently has like 51 texts from Avra, Avra, Avra,
Avra.
And we actually, believe it or not, we actually have some of those text messages here. Yeah, yeah. You want to read some of the text messages?
Yeah. Lindsay! I hope you're having a great July 4th weekend. I just took a shit in the toilet. And I was sitting there and it hurt so bad. And I thought, man, I miss how you hurt me so bad. I hope you have a wonderful time and a good drive. I'll see you on the road everywhere. Lindsay. I can't find my keys. And every time I look at them, I keep going into my right pocket. Boom, it's my nuts. Keep thinking, God, I remember when Lindsay had my nuts. Then she let him go. Do I even need keys? Do I even need nuts? Where am I going to drive her, spooch, without you, Lindsay? Lindsay. I went to Starbucks this morning. I ordered a venti and they gave me a grande. I said, what up, you nerd? I want a size that's bigger than this. Big for a big man like me who once could be with a lovely lady like you. Yeah, Lindsay, it was tough, but I got through it. Got a different cup. Yes, truly, Everett. Lindsay, I just farted. Shrug emoji. Facepalm emoji. Eggplant, eggplant, eggplant. Dash E.
Right.
GIF of Shaquille O'Neal going. Wow. I am so glad we had those text messages.
Oh, me too.
Wow.
Sometimes you forget what poetry really is, you know?
Wow. You forget what a gentleman he is. What a romantic.
Vietnam gave us a lot of horrible things, but it also gave us Everett.
I have to say something. When we were flying into Cincinnati, so some of you who are really attentive to the show know I've been like casually watching the documentary, the 10-part documentary, The Vietnam War.
I'm watching like the Umbrella Academy.
It's an excellent, documentary. So I'm finally the last installment. I'm at the last 30 minutes of the entire show, they talk about the Vietnam Memorial. It's like very dramatic and very sad. And we're watching on the airplane. And on top of that, as we're coming into Cincinnati,
you know, there were these tornadoes. And so our plane was like, it was like, we were bouncing around. And I'm like a combination of like holding onto my iPad and also like trying not to cry. I'm like, ah. And I look over to see what Ronnie's doing. And he's sitting there playing Doodle Jump. He's like, doop, 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 doop. And I just cracked up. I was like, we were having two totally different flights. And this is why I love Ronnie.
Well, Doodle Jump.
This is why I love Ronnie. You know what I'm talking about, right? You know, you were playing it.
Yeah, because I couldn't get Spell Tower to work. Because Ben's like smart, you know? So it's like, Ben, what are you watching? The Vietnam War documentary.
Serious.
For like months, okay? Ben, what are you playing? The New York Times crossword puzzle. Ben, what are you reading? The Underground Railroad. Which is, by the way, this big, okay? And I tried to play Spell Tower, so I could be like, ooh, words, but it didn't work. So I was like, I wonder what Doodle Jump is like in a hurricane, you know, or a tornado, whatever the fuck it was. Still suck at it, apparently. Yeah. The weather didn't help.
It was just two totally different entertainments happening.
But then we land, and I was like, how's that Vietnam War documentary going? And he goes, you know what? Nixon was really a fucker. I mean, that guy was really a fucker. I mean, way more than I even knew.
It's true. He is a fucker. Okay, so.
So back to Vietnam. Summer House. Back to our Vietnam. Summer House. Just kidding. Just kidding. Lost again.
All right.
America
I will catch
lost
us
again.
Up. I will catch us up to where we are. So, where we are. They're driving out there, and Lindsay has gotten like 50 messages from Evra because Evra and I, like, got back together in the fall. But then, like, we broke up again. But, like, it's, like, life worth. And, like, I don't know. Like, it makes me think about him. So, like, I like to him. Yeah. Single Lindsay.
My name is the 4th of July. Hook up again.
It's like Lindsay just acts like dick falls on her face. Like you're walking past like rocks falling sign, you know? It's like, well, yeah, I'm walking down the street and I boom, dick fell on my ever fell on me.
Ever fell on me? It was parachuting. So meanwhile, Jordan is like driving this car and he's like, you know, I think that like me and Hannah might get drunk and make out. Hinge. Am I right?
Yeah. And Hannah's like in the backseat going. And Liz is like, yeah, but like maybe we'll go drink and make out. And then Jordan cuts to Jordan, and Jordan's like, I've always had any girl that I choose. But, you know, I'm like, if you can have any of them, who do you pick? You know,
yeah.
It's so hard. Hinge.
It's just a Hinge. Charmed life. What
it's a
can
charmed
I say?
Life. Oh my gosh.
Shut up, Shannon Doherty.
I feel bad for guys like Shannon Doherty. I feel bad for guys like Jordan, you know, because like they have some semblance of a body or whatever. Or, like they have all the tools to be cute, but then you fuck them and you're like, oh my god, they're talking, and you just kick them out, you know?
Yeah.
And that's rough. That's a rough life to lead.
Yeah, you know, here it's like it reminds me of when you're playing a video game and you can make your own character, and you're like, ooh, I'm gonna call this one Ben. I'm gonna make him like really sexy, and then you like. Make it like all these things, and then when you start playing with your like video game character, you're like, this is a wonky ass character that I've made for myself.
Yeah, like when you're looking at Zillow at houses, and then you walk into one and the water's brown and it smells funny.
Yeah, it's like when you like or look up a place at Zillow and you show up there and it's just like an empty lot, and you're like, I was hoping for more, it seemed promising.
Where do I put my penis? You know? So then Trixie comes in with Trixie's not making any effort anymore. She's like, fuck this show. They're not using my songs in the right place. So now she's just going, na 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 na.
She was tracking an eBay auction. She was just like watching the else. Oh, I gotta do a song. Okay. Na 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 na. Yeah, just do that one, Paul. Yeah. So they all show up at the house. There's like a bunch of Amazon Prime packages, which I support.
Sorry, Steven. Sorry. I feel like this was a big fuck you to Steven, them having all these Amazon Prime.
Wait, I don't remember why. Wait, why?
Steven was constantly ordering Amazon Prime, and every time they got there were like multiple boxes waiting, and they'd be like, who are the boxes from? And he's like, meh. And then he got that big blow up.
Yes,
then he got that big blow up, that gay unicorn, like rainbow unicorn thing. And this time they're like, yeah, let's get another one, but bigger than Steven's. Yeah.
They really did show him up with that.
Yeah.
So they get to the house. They're like, yeah, 4th of July weekend. Woo! And Amanda's like, I'm sick. Okay.
Yeah. Amanda, instead of talking like this, Kyle, Amanda's like, there's Kyle.
Yeah. Like the same.
She's like turning into Red Rum Child. So Paige is making dinner, and this is so cute. So her mom, possibly named Francesca, because I still don't understand
Francesca, who just ditched our show today.
Yeah.
Paige's mom, who's a bitch. Go ahead, Ben.
I feel like she's like the second coming of Kali's mom from Below Deck Med. She's like, it's like, Paige, I'm going to show you how to make some pasta with tomatoes. All right, what you do is you add some balsamic vinegar and you just put it like that. That's all, Paige.
Yeah, they make mozzarella and tomatoes. It turns out here's what you do. You cut mozzarella and tomatoes and put them on a plate.
Right, like, you needed to make a video of that?
All right, you boil the water for 8 to 10 minutes. I don't know. Just look. Just look. If it's bubbling, then it's ready. Then you put the pasta in, you know? Because the thing is, all of our moms have done that to us, you know? Like, my mom definitely has.
I do not need a videotape of my mother teaching me things. Eh?
Oh, I've been on long conversations.
Like, bloop. About to show you how to make this dinner, but we're going to start with a question. Why do you need dinner? Could you skip a meal? Okay. Here's what you're getting. Nothing. I'll send you another one for breakfast.
My mom's would be like, all right, Ben, so first what you want to do is you want to put the flame medium high. Whichever one you want, you know, just take your time with it. Be careful. Don't burn yourself. Let it bubble. You know, your father and I are so proud of you. You know, we were driving into the city the other day and the traffic was really bad. So we took 95. Turns out it's a lot faster. I'm like, Mom, what happened to the recipe?
You never eat. That's why you're thin, you know?
I just made boiling water for myself. Okay, so a mystery box arrives, and it's a Jell-O shot machine. Betsy is very excited about that in the front
Betsy's
row.
Betsy's into the Jell-O shots down there.
Yeah. So Hannah
I went pro grade. I had a margarita machine, and then the next year I went pro grade margarita machine. So I thought, how can I top myself this year? I like that Kyle's just trying to top himself.
Yeah.
With bizarre drink machines.
They will never be able to top the season one BBCs that they made, which in gay lingo stands for Big Black Cock. So the fact that they kept on saying that for an entire season was like a dream come true. So Hannah just starts flirting with the Jell-O shot machine guy because she's just bored and has nothing to do.
Shane.
Shane.
Yeah, it's like, hi, Shane, you're a specialist. And he's like, on the machine? I mean, I know how to turn it on. She's like, yeah, you do. Paige is like, put your penis back in your pants, please, Hannah. Hannah tells us, if you're in my vicinity and you're above 6 feet, I will flirt. What's your favorite color? What's your favorite shot? Shane, want to try our pasta?
Shane, do you get turned on by ratchet girls who are nationally ranked tennis players?
Shane, is it too al dente? I'm like, there's no sexual equal to that, Hannah.
I just looked over here. There's a guy like this. I don't appreciate this pasta humor.
The good thing about Summer House is you literally just have to read what they say because it's so stupid. Shane. Is it too al dente?
That was an answer in the New York Times crossword today, by the way. Al dente.
That's what happens every time he finishes one. It goes... and he's like...
It's a great feeling.
So, for me too. I'm like, score, I've got a smart friend finally. I've got a friend I can say, how do you pronounce this?
So basically Danielle shows up, which we're so excited about.
I'm so sorry. Oh, no, please, this is my fault because it was like I was finished, right? But I wasn't because there's more Hannah flirting. She goes, hey, you want a piece of cheese?
I think we could all support that kind of flirting.
Like, she is terrible at this. And this isn't a house of people that are terrible.
Yeah. I'm also, speaking of cheese, I just have to say I'm, like, so excited to be just a few mere miles from the home of Kentucky Beer Cheese. That is thrilling.
Unfortunately, yeah. Jax is too busy with his marriage.
Yeah.
To make Kentucky beer cheese.
I double-checked on Instagram and made sure he was in Los Angeles. He and Brittany will not be making any appearances at this show, I'm sorry to say.
So Danielle arrives. She's like, hey, is there dick in the house? Looking for dick.
I'm wacky. Dick, 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 dick. I just killed my PowerPoint presentation.
Trixie's like, I will not write her a song.
And Jordan's like, hey, Danielle. So, I canceled my gym membership.
You killed Jiggy.
Oh my God. For people listening at home, our fake Jiggy just did a real Jiggy thing and passed out.
Hope that wasn't a sign. Stay with us, little guy.
We'll just start calling you Harrison. Poofy woofy doofy bloof.
Poofy woofy. I'll never send you to Shelleyter. Anyway.
He's like, Jordan's a douche. Canceled my membership because, like, walking outside is like a sauna. Yeah. She's like,
we should treat ourselves with, like, a hot tub or, like, a pool or, like, putting your penis in my vagina. Am I still being smooth? Am I being smooth? New Danielle?
You want some cheese?
So now it's like dinner time. And then sit down.
No, you have to do Lindsay.
I got a text from Carlito.
Carlito.
Carlito. Got a text from Carlito.
She's really still trying to make Carlito happening.
Yeah.
Okay, so go to dinner.
So now it's time for dinner. And Lindsay goes, you literally made dinner for an entire group. It's like, yeah, that's called fucking dinner. That's how it happens.
She goes, yeah, because in my family, like, my mom would do this, like, every Sunday for the whole family. That's why.
And they go, what's the occasion? She goes, it's Sunday.
It's evening time and we're hungry, so we
that's
made dinner.
Do, yeah. And Amanda's like, my favorite boyfriend's mom used to do that. I'm like, oh my God, that's so funny that you said your favorite boyfriend when Carl's right there.
And Lindsay goes, so, let's talk. I followed you on Instagram.
Can we put our swords down for a second? I followed you on Instagram, you know? Yeah. And so then Kyle and Amanda and Lindsay are talking about, like, Kyle's like, oh, I accidentally, like, unfollowed you, but then I didn't want to follow you again, think it was a thing, whatever, and they're all, like, joking. And Paige is like, this is stupid. Who cares?
Yeah, Amanda goes, I got drunk one night and followed you guys too, so I'll follow you back now. I'm like, okay, I'll follow you. When are you going to follow me? I'm going to follow you after you follow me. I'm going to follow each other after you follow me.
Paige is like, I would like to unfollow myself at this point. I would normally be on her side, but she's the one who works at the millennial content company, so
okay,
I don't know.
Well,
I'm disgusted by everything.
This is where I start worrying for the season, because, you know, we're so excited when a new show comes back. Well, it's not really new, but a show comes back that's not, I don't know, Real Housewives of Atlanta, that never leaves the air. You know, yeah. It's like week 50. Or you know how the Housewives go forever. So I'm so excited to have a new show. And last week we were like, Summer House is back. This is amazing. And now I'm like, you're just getting to the 4th of July party? It's almost over.
Yeah.
Not a good sign. It's not a good sign.
So Carl shows up, and I don't know if you picked up on this. Carl is so Carl. He shows up, and he's in a car, and you just hear him go, thank you, sir. I'm like, oh, shut up, Carl.
Thank you, Jen.
Stop thanking people.
So there's Lindsay's like, Carl has a history of teetering on the edge when things don't go great in his life. So I don't know which Carl's going to show up. Like, it? Carl or Carlito or Carl Ito. Like, what is it going to be? And Carl comes in and he's like, hey. It's like all this dance music. It's like, dun 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 dun. He's like, hey, what's up?
Yeah. I didn't make my quota yet, but. You know,
quota.
Fridays are for the quotas, and Saturdays are for the gents.
Quota.
You
know? Whoa, is this mozzarella and tomatoes? This is awesome. Can I have $30,000? Anyone? That would be great. Anyone here? Okay, great. So Tell your mom I'll make her a video back of my dick for $30,000. Thanks. Great.
Yeah, thanks very much. Yeah. So now it's the next morning, and then there's like... I mean, Trixie Monocle is so off the rails. Literally, this is what her song was. She goes, "You're my brick, yeah, you're my brick, yeah." It's like them waking up with like morning wood and getting like bananas in the kitchen. She's like, "Yo, my brick, yeah." I think they're just like putting in random songs at this point.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not even trying to make sense. So they're basically getting ready for all this stuff, and Kyle's running around naked, you know, which I approve of. I really have never hated fuzz like I hate on this show. You know that little fuzz they put? What are you even showing? You show everything on the other girls. I just looked at the two-finger tan thing on the other girl's bikini. Yeah. I can at least see a little floppage.
Yeah.
Come on. So then he's like, "Yeah, I'm dancing around naked. I'm going to bone Amanda right now." And he jumps on her and she goes, he comes down to her face to kiss her and she goes,
it's like avocado gets on his face.
Yeah. Like, you guys have been married. It's like you guys have been married for a decade. You're doing so great.
Then Shane, the Jello shot guy, texted Hannah and she's like, gross. He actually cares. I'm like, wait, was this his actual plot line about Shane? Were we supposed to be tracking this? This is a real thing?
I didn't realize it was Shane when she was doing the scene. That makes it so funny.
Yeah, guy.
She's like, I was like, yeah. Shane reaching out screams feelings. And I'm not into that. And his name is spelled C-H-E-Y-N-E. I mean, Hampton, seriously? My God.
I know.
Just know.
I'm just mad at everything right now.
Mm.
So Amanda wakes up, and guess what she announces? She's like, "I'm going to make guacamole."
Getting ready for a good time. Tick-tock, tick-tock, into the sunshine. Oh, Trixie. This is why you give Trixie $5 instead of $100, you know? She's better with less.
So Jordan and Danielle are just, like, flirting, and everyone's so happy that they're, like, don't have to deal with either one of them. They're just, like, creating their own, like, cone of awfulness in the corner, you know?
Okay, this is the try-hardiest scene of the whole show. Is this where you are, too?
I don't know. I'm just excited to hear what you have to say.
This is, like, the try-hard... Like, dude, does anyone want to go to the try-hardware store? Because that's where we're on the way to.
Oh, no, I know what you're going to say. You
this is so
remember.
Awkward. So Danielle and Jordan trying to, like, have chemistry in the
my God.
Liquor store.
Beverages and less. Beverages and less.
Yeah. Bev, no. So Danielle's like, "Tequila, you can never have enough tequila." And Jordan's like, "Yeah, this cart's like our liquor baby. Like, what should we name it? Drunky?" She goes, "Jose, after Jose Cuervo." And I was just like, "God, my stomach hurts." Like,
I know. Also,
this is hurting to watch.
Dragging her baby across the floor, too, by the way. So they get to check out, and these two women that we're going to check out are probably like, "Oh, God, these two fuckers," you know? Mm. So everyone's like, "Hey, Danielle, you got something on your back."
Sexy, because it's a birthmark. He thinks he's like, "You got something on you?" It's like trying to wipe it off. And she's like, "It's my birthmark. I mean, you'd know that if you'd gotten busy with it." And he's like, "Should we get lottery tickets? Because I really want to get lucky tonight."
And then they're paying. They're putting the card in the slides. Like, "I got to put this one in."
The clerk was funny, though, because he goes, "I want to get lucky tonight." And the clerk goes, "Tequila helps." And then Danielle, taking another classic and smashing it
I'm
on his
so
face in the
this.
Ground, is like,
so
Jordan
mad.
And I are like the Little Mermaid. Because, like, I'm this mystic sea creature, which no. isn't, you know, it's a mermaid. But, okay.
Last time I checked, Ariel's not doing PowerPoint presentations in Chicago.
Yeah. Ariel's, like, doing a solid graph, like a Google... What are those... Google numbers. I'm sorry. You see, I'm not smart. I can't even joke
Ariel's
about
Ariel's got a
smart.
Spreadsheet.
Yeah. So she's like, "I'm like a mystical creature under the sea who likes D. And he's like this traditional man on land. Like, looks good where I'm from." I'm like, "Yeah, because if you were underwater, you couldn't hear him." You know what I mean? It's one good thing about the water. That's why mermaids always fucking everybody underwater. You don't have to hear the other person.
Does this mean that Lindsay is Ursula?
Don't ruin Ursula for me, okay? Ursula is sacred to me. I'm Ursula. Okay?
Single Ursula.
I'm Ursula. I'm like, "Danielle, come here."
Well, they are all poor, unfortunate things.
Because,
so,
you know, Danielle is, like, combing her hair with a fork. You know, like, waiting for someone to come along.
What do you call it? Dick? No.
Yeah, stick it in, I wrote. I just had to stop because I saw that note and I was like, And then he's like, well, bye, I got to get into some things tonight. Like, the clerk's just like, God, I have a better chance of getting fucked tonight. And I'm at work, you know? Okay, so then we get Kyle putting on his wig. Yeah, his mullet wig.
Some jokes need to die.
Some things just need to go away. I vote for that wig to get burned.
Yeah, and we say this as people who drag on the same joke for literally years at a time.
Literally, like, here's another Little Mermaid segment. Like,
she brought it on herself.
She did. She did.
She brought it on herself.
But I feel like our jokes are so old that people are bringing them up now on Bravo. You know, yeah, like they're finally getting around the circle.
I think so.
So Kyle's like, yeah, I got to step it up because can't wear the regular mullet. Step it up, step it up, step it up. So they spray paint it. So Amanda's
it looked
like
the French flag. It was not patriotic at all. Unless we're going to give tribute to the service that the French military did for us during the Revolutionary War. Lafayette. And since we've all seen Hamilton now, or heard the soundtrack, we feel super smart about it. Someone just yelled, Vive la France!
So Amanda speaks for all of us, and she goes, well, that's not very dying, Kyle. So he's like, she's over it, but it's like an extension of my pursuit of freedom. Like, you're trying to get this girl to move in with you, you know?
Yeah.
So then she's like, all right, Kyle, I'm going to spray paint your mullet, but only if you don't cheat on me again, because it's your last chance, Kyle.
Did you like the guacamole? Chance. You didn't say if you liked the guacamole. So Carl's like, excuse me, gents, I have to work for about 30 minutes, so I hope you all have a good gents time. I'm going to go upstairs and try to fill my quota. Only got $20 million left to fill, or $20,000, so I'll be up here on Pornhub. Oh, fuck. Wrong website.
So then Danielle's trying to make all the girls do shots, and she's like, oh, yeah, if your nipples aren't hard, you did it wrong. Danielle, be quiet. Seriously.
Just be quiet.
So everybody is trying to get wasted, and I just have like a bunch of bullshit, really.
Yeah. I literally wrote down the note Carl is typing. Because he's like, I'm just going to type on my laptop that's on a pillow right now, gents. And for some reason, Carl, like, bothered me.
Carl has $10,000 to sell on the 4th of July.
When everyone's working.
And he's like, I'm working for 20 minutes and I'm getting laid. So, yeah. Hannah is like just chasing any guy she sees. She's like, guys are here. Hey, you like pasta? You know, whatever. And she goes, my game with guys is like tennis. Aggressive. I'm single for a reason, all right?
Then the guy goes up to Paige and he's like, I love you.
Jack's light.
Yeah.
He was cute. He was like, I mean, Jax is a horrible human being, but he's a very good looking horrible human being, you know?
Yeah.
And this is like little tiny toy version of him. He's like this little jiggy version, the plush version of Jax. And he's another try hard, but Danielle's busy on the other side. So he's like, hey, chick. And Paige is like, who invited you?
You can't sit with us.
He's like, you're amazing. She goes, you don't even know me. And he kisses her. She's like, I'm a dinner date girl, not a drinks girl. And I'm certainly not a make out in the first 30 seconds girl. No.
But if I were one, I have this video from my mother to show me how to be one. So then we have Jordan, who's like, hey, I'm ready to rock. I got my pickup lines ready to go. My body's looking good, more concave than usual.
He goes, did you blow up all these tool floaties yourself? And then he goes, with my mouth.
I've been preparing for this my entire spring.
Yeah. Who's going to be the lucky girl? So poor Danielle is over there straddling the llama blow up toy. I mean,
yeah.
Like, so sad.
And Carl's still typing upstairs. He's wearing a t-shirt that, I don't know, everything Carl does just like cracks me up. He's wearing a t-shirt that says, salty hair, coconut oil, hot sun,
big waves. I have nothing to add to that. It just, it's so Carl. It is so Carl.
So upstairs in the bathroom, Amanda is touching up Kyle's mullet wig, and he's wasted already, you know? And she's like,
she's like, how's our drinking going? I know we're at a party, Kyle, but, like, I don't want to be that annoying girl. And he's like,
then don't be, all right, because we're at a party. Not fun.
Yeah. It's like, I'm not expecting a lot from Carl this weekend. Just a little self-awareness. And I don't think that's too much to expect from a 35-year-old man.
He is literally wearing a wig that looks like Bastille Day. Yeah. Okay.
You just spray painted his mullet wig and helped him with his thong
into the wrong
and
country.
His Jello shot machine.
So then everyone's worst nightmare: Lindsay and Jordan playing cornhole. Loser takes all their time.
She's like, you gotta get into the hall. And he's like,
we talking about the cornhole? It's like,
listen, cornhole puns are too easy, and if you're making them, shame on you. Feels good to take these stands sometimes.
Lindsay's like, he's the most distraction me on the 4th of July, because that's when Everett got bops from Iraq. It's a good distraction from Everett. I guess I'll play about Everett. Yeah, ever. It's like the best distraction for me because I always want to fuck on the 4th because that's when Everett came back from Iraq.
Yeah. Romantic. Sounds hot.
The first time when Everett came back from Iraq, I was so surprised because all this time I thought he was at Nordstrom Rack and I was like, oh, you're at Iraq?
So Amanda comes down. She's like, Kyle. And Kyle's like talking to some hot girl, of course, you know, which I mean, what's he not going to talk to people? But it was funny because he sees Amanda and he's like, Amanda, hey, Amanda.
She's Amanda.
He's like, I'm sick of hosting now. I just want to party. Yeah. And he has to have that huge, like, white people bottle of rosé. You only see white people.
It's the same bottle that Christina Gibson, like,
yes.
When she had her big stand, she's like, you know what? I'm over this house. I'm going to walk. Oh, you know what? I forgot my prop. I'm leaving now. And everyone just stared at her.
They're just watching her like,
So Lindsay, by the way, she does take off her top. She's like, I guess I lost cornhole, so I gotta take off my top. So she takes off her top. And the only reason why I really mention that is because there's this great scene, which I don't know if you picked up on this, but Lindsay and Danielle are now chatting after the cornhole. Lindsay has her top back on, and she's like, oh my God, Danielle, I got topless with Jordan. I think he's just like a flirty guy. I'm like, you were such an underminer, right? Yeah. Did anyone else pick up on that? Did anyone else see that? Well, yeah, Lindsay said that to Danielle. Yeah.
Because Danielle's like, how's my boobs? She goes, how's my boobs? Because Jordan made a bet that I would take off my top, and then I lost the boobs and took off my top. And Danielle goes, you were topless? And she's like, I mean, what were you saying?
Were you saying you really like this guy? Yeah, the guy that I just got topless in front of? Was that what you were saying, Danielle?
Are you into him?
Are you into him?
Are you?
Am I into him?
Like a friend.
Well, yeah, I'm just into him like a friend, too. Was, like, he flirting with you?
She's like, oh, my God, okay, I had no idea. But, like, you must get back in the game, girl. Get back in the game. Like, he's totally all yours. I'm totally giving him up for you.
Yeah, I won't get in the way at all. Listen, Danielle, you're crushing it at work. You're sexy as hell. Your boobs are perky. Just go up and be like, let's fuck, right? And Danielle's like, yes, that's exactly what I'm going to do. She's literally...
like, what?
She full on looks like she is about to ask the manager about why her entree hasn't arrived. Lindsay's like, whoa.
Then we cut to Amanda. Now, Kyle's wasted. He's chugging from that giant rosé bottle. And Amanda's like, Kyle. And so she can't stop him because he's already wasted. So now she changes her rules because that's what Amanda does. So she's like,
well, I guess as long as he, like, stays within the perimeter of this property, we're okay. Yeah.
We've watched her just lower her standards over the course of the past 45 minutes of this party.
As long as he's breathing.
As long as he doesn't throw up on me.
All right, new rule.
As long as he wakes up in the morning.
As long as he as long as he wipes off the vomit that he had. All right, he's not doing that either.
So everyone's wasted now, even Paige, which is really cute to see. I love that Paige can still keep her wits about her even when she's wasted.
Yeah.
You know, she's like, ha, 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 this is really tacky.
Paige is definitely one of us, for sure.
Yeah. So Hannah is, they're both sitting on Carl's lap, and she's like, Hannah goes, why is that llama prettier than me?
I missed that. Oh, God.
It's the llama that Danielle's, like, trying to hump in the corner.
That llama. God, I really like these girls.
And Carl goes, I disagree, Jen. And then Paige is like, I disagree too, Hannah. Like, you're way prettier than that llama.
I hit my llama quota today.
So then Hannah starts making out with Carl, but they're both still on his lap. So Paige is like, what's happening? What's going on with the three of us right now? And Hannah goes, I feel like we're on the same. And she goes, Paige.
Somehow I missed all that. How did I miss Hannah making out with Carl? I think it's because I reached for a chocolate pretzel.
I just, anytime Paige is on, I'm like, I can't wait to see what boring thing she's doing.
I know.
Like, I love Paige.
I think
love
Hannah
her.
And Paige are great.
Yeah, I do too. So let's see. So Danielle now is introduced to some guy really thirsty for TV, but I have to say he's so much better Skeletor guy.
He sort of looked like the Cobra Kai guy. You know, he looked like Johnny What's-His-Face from Karate Kid. The one that's supposed to be the bad one, but you root for the entire movie.
You know how in 50s movies, when guys were all worked out, they were like big, like they had big, huge arms, but they weren't ripped. It was like a different way of working out where they're just big, but like, they have no definition. Like, there's something hot about that to me. It's like this guy's like,
like, he would wrap a cigarette pack into his sleeve, which doesn't make sense because it's going to fall out eventually.
He's got, like, a giant head and, like, weird highlights.
Yeah. Like, he's gonna like, punch you when you show up dressed as a shower.
Yeah. Yeah. Good call.
That's what Danielle is. It's like, what would happen if Ralph Macchio and the Johnny guy from Karate Kid actually, instead of being rivals, were lovers? It would be a great movie.
Ralph Macchio about
Daniel LaRusso.
I've never really been a Ralph Macchio.
His name is
guy.
Daniel LaRusso. I remember that because my brother had a friend named Jason LaRusso.
I'm not into it. I'm not into like New Town. My mom's overbearing. Like, been there. Okay. Yeah.
Daniel was a fucker. I'm sorry. Watch that movie.
So,
great music.
So basically, I'm going to kill you. So
I went straight for the rosé, and this is what happened. Sorry, Ronnie.
Straight for the rosé. That was a good pour. Thank you, Hudson Ludlow. Ludlow Garage. Sorry, Ludlow Garage. Okay, so now this guy's pretending he likes Danielle because, like, he wants to be on TV. And it works, you know?
Yeah.
And so he's flirting with her, and Jordan finally...
Wait, I'm so sorry. We have to talk about the way that she was introduced to this guy.
Okay.
This random girl goes, hey, this girl, Danielle, she's very successful, and she's always DTF.
Is that what she said?
Yes.
Her friend?
Yes.
Oh, my God, her poor friend. Her friend was funny. She's this, like, big, really sweet girl. It's like all my best friends, you know? She's like, fuck my friend, please.
She has a mermaid complex.
Please take her, anybody, you know?
Oh, my God, mermaids,
another
theme.
She's, like, putting cupcake icing on top of her head just to make her palatable to somebody. She's like, cupcakes! Free cupcakes!
Cupcakes. The Entenmann's. Okay.
It's like if you go to a dog park and you put bacon in your pocket, you know? It's like there's... Okay, so the
so
you know, this is why they know what you're talking about, because I wrote, some girl introduces Danielle to some nerd. Danielle is fun. She likes to speak up. And I was like, oh, it's so sad that that's how Danielle's known to her friends. Like, she's there's the Danielle. She'll speak up in a meeting.
She will. She's really good at putting clip art into a presentation. So this guy, basically, he is really cute, and he is, like, being flirty with Danielle, and so Jordan from across the way starts to get jealous.
Yeah, he's like, whoa, I'm jealous. I have beef now with you, sir.
And the guy's I can't believe we're both wearing the same polo navy V-neck t-shirt.
The way that these guys fight for women is so good. Like, it's so sweet and romantic and douchey.
Yeah.
They're like, you want to play rock, paper, scissors for her?
I prefer Rochambeau.
Sorry, I was getting a Charlie horse. Like, oh. I literally, you guys.
I was like, Ronnie, you don't. Yes. Yes. Hip rotation. Hip rotation.
Getting a Charlie horse from sitting down. Like, seriously, just shoot me. Just put me out of my misery. Like a horse. So, like a lame horse.
So they actually play rock, paper, scissors for Danielle's honor.
But they play this, like, douchey way that they can only play in the Hamptons. They're like, rock, rock, blah, blah. And then they're like. The first round, like, they slap their guns. And then the new one, they're like. Psh, psh.
And then put on, like, some free sunglasses they got from, like, an Aperol vendor. So yeah. Jordan loses to add insult to injury. He loses rock, paper, scissors.
Did you notice this is Karate Kid again? Because the third one, they were like, all right, before the third round, they're like, whoa.
You're right.
Paint off, paint off, paint off, wax on, wax off, wax on.
I am the douche who will fight for your honor.
No, it's there, the Karate Kid.
That's Karate Kid Part 2.
And then so the big guy with, like, oddly all large everything with no muscles wins. And so he's like, want to go to Surf Lodge with me? And then they make out. And Paige is like, did you really like her? Was that just fun and games, Jordan? Go make out with her in front of his face. You're a winner in my book, Jordan.
So Jordan, who has now been, like, shamed by Paige and by Rock, Paper, Scissors, is like, okay, I'm going to be cool, you know? So he, like, marches right up to Danielle, and he's like, hey, let's go walk over there for a second, okay?
She's like, is that the deck tree? He's like, yeah, come on.
Come on, babe.
He's like, listen, you're playing games. No games, okay? If you want to kiss me, then kiss me. And she's like, well, actually, she's like,
and then everybody's watching them, like, kind of grossed out. And it cuts to them all, and, like, in their different little friend groups, just watching this awkward try-hard kiss.
It was, like, so much mouth and tongue. It was like he was trying to actually eat her cheeks, you know?
Lindsay's like, died on the 4th of July. And Carl's like, like, I've been in this situation. And then it cuts to the twins, like, Carl, 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 Carl. He's like, good luck, Jordan. You'll need it, gent.
Yeah, gent. Gent.
And that brings us
that
to
was
the
end of Summer
of
House. Oh my
Next
God.
Week.
I don't think I've had that much fun recapping a show in a long time.
That's our 4-hour dissertation on a 40-minute show.
Maybe it was the rosé. You guys.
Thank you so much
thank you
for
so
being
much.
Here, you guys. It's
hopefully we'll
us
see
such a great time in Cincinnati.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see a bunch of you guys in
thank
about guys. 90 minutes.
We'll
tonight. I raise my hands up and holler back. Hey, bitch. Hey, bitch. Hey, bitch. If you don't know me, you're welcome to blow me, bitch. Hey, bitch. Hey, bitch. Every day's a parade, don't even try to shake. Magazines and blogs, Twitter, Facebook, and Insta. I pulled them all, cause when I play, I win. Now, People Magazine called and said, I'm the man. Questions, I answered everyone. Hey, bitch. Hey, bitch. Hey, bitch. Pretend not to love me, but don't think you're above me. Bitch. Hey, bitch. Hey, bitch. You can try to hate me, but life celebrates me. Boy, bat, girl, bat, another boat. Bitch, bitch, all around the world, even tracks. Such a stretch. Bitch, mommy, bat, daddy, bat, even baby. Bitch, bitch, read the holy book, even God saved a wretch. Bitch.
This is Acast Recommends. Every week we pick one of our favourite shows, and this is one we think you're going to love.
Hello, I'm actor Russell Tovey.
And I'm gallerist Robert Diamond.
And together we present Talk Art, a podcast dedicated to the world of art.
Including exclusive interviews with leading artists, curators and gallerists from all over the world.
And even occasionally our friends, with the aim of exploring the magic of art and why it connects us all in such fantastic ways.
Listen to Talk Art Podcast now on Acast, Apple Podcasts or your favourite podcast platform.
Talk Art. Art for everyone.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the UK and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.